we'll go ahead and call the special committee on the Senate Special Committee on the Arctic to order. We do have a quorum to conduct business consisting of myself and my Madam Co-Chairwoman, Senator Kathy Geisel, and Senator Gary Stevens, and Senator John Coghill, Lieutenant Governor John Coghill. That's if you've been following on Gavel. For Gavel the Gavel junkies out there, you'll get that inside joke from State Affairs this morning. We just have one item today on the agenda, but it's a very important item. It's the matter of Senate Joint Resolution Number 16 pertaining to the Arctic Economic Council. We love the Arctic Economic Council. And this is a big day because my intern from the University of Alaska, Anchorage, is here today to present this. He has been an amazing intern. The internship program, for those of you watching or listening, the University of Alaska generally, both in Southeast, all the arterials, but Fairbanks campus and Anchorage campus, they put out a request for applications. You can apply to be an intern, and you come to Juneau, you live here, and you complete a semester's worth of work. Trevor does fills out a form every week. We sign off on his hard work, and he works it like a job, and he's done an amazing job. So that's just a plug for the university. He's working on a variety of topics, and you've seen him here attending the committee meetings. He's gotten a chance to meet with many of you, and I want to thank my colleagues for being so receptive. I know Senator Coghill also has an intern this year, Herman, and they've all taken on different projects. So this is one of Trevor's. So Trevor, why don't you come forward, and Jesse Logan is going to come up beside you and wingman you. He's our committee aide here to the Senate Special Committee on the Arctic, one of our committee aides. And so if you just put yourself on the record and tell us about SJR 16.
For the record, I'm Trevor Gutierrez, staff to Senator McGuire.
And Jesse Logan, staff to Senator McGuire.
Yes.
So SJR 16, our Arctic Economic Council, is expressing support for Arctic Economic Council and requesting that the United States Congress expresses support for Arctic Economic Council, for the chair of the Arctic Economic Council to be a resident of this state, and for the structure of the Arctic Economic Council leadership to mirror the rotation of the chair of the Arctic Council. The Arctic Council was established by the Ottawa Declaration of 1996 to function as a high-level intergovernmental forum to promote cooperation, coordination, and interaction across the Arctic. The Arctic Economic Council was established in 2012 by the Arctic Council. The Arctic Economic Council is in charge of fostering business development in the Arctic, engaging in deeper circumpolar cooperation, and providing a business perspective to the work of the Arctic Council. SJR 16 urges the federal government to work to empower residents of Alaska, especially indigenous residents, as partners in the Arctic Economic Council. It asks the Alaskan State Legislature to express its confidence in and support for the Arctic Economic Council. The United States will become chair of the Arctic Council in 2015. This resolution states that it is the intent of this legislature to have the chairmanship of the Arctic Economic Council parallel the chairmanship of the Arctic Council.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. And I'm going to go ahead real quickly and ask for a motion to adopt the committee substitute from my Madam Co-Chairwoman procedurally so that we have it on the record.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I move adoption of Senate Joint Resolution Number 16, version 29LS0605-H HELO as our working draft.
Excellent. Is there any objection to having backslash HELO before us? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we do. And the next thing I'm going to do, a little bit unorthodox, is I'm going to go to the three busy Alaskans that are on the line that are interested in testifying. I know that they've got a work day in front of them, and so I will, of course, if they want to sit online through the presentation, they're welcome to, but I'm going to give them the courtesy of offering their testimony now so that they can get on with their day. So first I'm going to, and two of them are members of the AEC. So first, Tara Sweeney, I'm going to go to you and have you offer your testimony. If you just state your name, we know who you are, but for the official legislative record.
Good morning, Co-Chairs McGuire and Geisel, and distinguished members of the committee. My name is Tara Sweeney, and I'm the Vice Chair for the Arctic Economic Council.
Excellent. Do you have prepared remarks that you want to offer today?
I do, if it's okay with the chairs, I'm happy to provide those comments.
We would love it. Please.
The Arctic Economic Council was created by the Arctic Council under the leadership of Canadian Minister and Arctic Council Chair Leona Ugluk-Up, who is an Inuk from Iqaluit, Nunavut, Canada. There are 42 members of the Arctic Economic Council from the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom of Denmark representing Greenland and the Faroe Islands, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And in addition to the member states, there are also six permanent participant organizations, and they include the Inuit Circumpolar Council, Arctic Athabaskan Council, Gwich'in Council International, Aleut International Association, the Sami Council, and the Russian Association of Indigenous People of the North, also known as RIPON. The U.S. is an Arctic state because of the strategic location of the state of Alaska, and I'm very proud to report that Alaska has three business representatives, and they include Bruce Harland of Crowley, Lori Davey of Fairweather, and Gail Schubert of Bering Straits Native Corporation. And the U.S. also has representation in four of the six permanent participant organizations, and they include Janine Jordan with the Arctic Athabaskan Council, Sam Alexander with the Gwich'in Council International, Thomas Mack with the Aleut International Association, and myself representing the Inuit Circumpolar Council. And all the members of the U.S. AEC, the U.S. Arctic Economic Council delegation, are Alaskans. This is important because Alaskans are about to embark on a strategic journey to help shape guiding principles for doing business in the Arctic, especially the U.S. Arctic. The U.S. delegation has currently proposed to have the chairmanship of the AEC mirror the same rotation structure of the Arctic Council. And what this means is that when the Canadians transfer their Arctic Council chairmanship role to the U.S. in April in Iqaluit, so too would the chair of the AEC transfer to the U.S. This resolution is important because it would demonstrate to the other circumpolar nations that there is support within the U.S. for the Arctic Economic Council. And support from the Alaska legislature definitely strengthens the position of the Alaskans representing the U.S. on the AEC. So with that, I thank you for your time and consideration of this very important resolution, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Excellent, Ms. Sweeney. Thank you so much. We appreciate your work leading the state in this area. And just a little bit of editorializing, and I invite Madam Co-Chair to as well. This has been one of the places that Alaska has been able to assert our leadership. And I appreciate your work on this resolution as well, Tara. And what you'll see as you look through it, frankly, are many of the things that we asked for when it came to leadership in the Arctic Council chairmanship as a whole. And so we took a bite at the bigger apple first, following Canada's lead. We saw that Stephen Harper asked for Leona Ugluk-Up, Minister Leona Ugluk-Up, who was the first Indigenous chair and the premier, of course, of Nunavik, to become the chairwoman of the Arctic Council during Canada's two-year chairmanship. And we thought that was an excellent example to follow, as North America would have this successive chairmanship for 4 years. And we advocated wholeheartedly in our leadership in the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission for an Alaskan to be chosen. We were unsuccessful in that. We have Admiral Papp in part, and we also have, of course, other participants at the State Department. It's a little bit different how they've chosen to divide the chairmanship of the Arctic Council at the U.S. level. But we got lucky because the United States government and its State Department decided that the AEC was a bit of an orphan, and they weren't interested in funding the efforts, and the stated reason was that because it is a a group that promotes business interests and economic interests in the Arctic. They felt that our national government wasn't suited, that there were too many potential conflicts of interest and so forth. And so they came to Representative Bob Herron and I and asked if we would be interested in taking up and flying the banner for the AEC. And we were thrilled to do that. And so we tapped our good friends in Tara Sweeney and Lori Davey and Gail Schubert and Bruce Harlan and a variety of others. And I tell you, these good men and women in Alaska showed up with bells on day after day and without any compensation on their own dime and their company's dime to help lead on behalf of Alaska. And as Tara said, that first meeting, the Alaskans just overwhelmed the room, and it's exciting. So what we're asking in this resolution is that the chair be of the AEC, of the Arctic Economic Council, be from Alaska, rightly. We represent all of the members as Alaskans from the United States, and the United States is the chair because Alaska is what makes the United States an Arctic nation. And so their main tasks are to foster business development in the Arctic, engage in deeper circumpolar cooperation, and to provide a business perspective to the work of the Arctic Council. And so I thank you for what you do, and I want to open it up to members if they have questions of Tara Sweeney. Yes, and I turn to my co-chair, Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I actually don't have a question for Ms. Sweeney. I just want to comment on the resolution. You know, economic strength is what helps people grow, helps cultures grow and be resilient, and that's really what we're looking at here. The Arctic, as you have said so many times, Madam Co-Chair, is not a snow globe. It is not a park. It is a place where people live and wish to prosper, wish to have their families prosper, and to continue to develop technology, develop our resources, and develop that economic strength. So that's really what the Arctic Economic Council is about, is emphasizing that. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair.
Excellent. Further, Senator Crockhill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Tara, for taking this responsibility. One of the things that we get to do is look at what has happened from Norway, Finland, in that area. What are some of the first takeaways that you get on, say, the business climate that we can maybe understand a little better here in the legislature?
Some of the key takeaways, the AEC in September, adopted five overarching themes, and those themes include establishing strong market connections between Arctic states, encouraging public-private partnerships for infrastructure investment, creating stable and predictable regulatory frameworks, facilitating the knowledge and data exchange between industry and academia, and of course, traditional indigenous knowledge stewardship and focus on small business in the Arctic.
Tara, can you send a follow-up email or fax with those written out for us? Because I think every member of our Arctic Committee would like to have those core principles in front of us.
Absolutely. Madam Chair, I am happy to send an extensive PowerPoint, actually 13 slides to be exact.
Wonderful.
One other question, Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Crockhill.
Since we have Tara online, one of the things that we focused on, Tara, is trying to figure out ways to work with our Russian counterparts across the Bering Strait. And it sounds like that is happening in this, or is that work in progress? Have we established some good contacts? And is it basically business relationships, or are we helping with government to government?
Through the chair, the Arctic Economic Council is establishing relationships with all of the delegations or all of the Arctic states that are members of the AEC, including Russia, and we do have good contacts over there. In fact, I sit on the executive committee of four, and the nations that are participating in that executive committee include the U.S., Canada, Finland, and Russia, and we meet every 3 weeks.
Madam Chair, just maybe there's ways that we could learn from your contact base, because as a legislature, we would like to have that kind of conversation too, based on things that we are want to do on our side, but we would like to dovetail with the eastern side of the Russian continent and the northern side to understand what they're doing on infrastructure and where we can work best with them, given our limited circumstances because of our budget. But it sure would be nice to know where we could either augment or understand how to work with them.
Through the chair, Senator Coghill, we are aligned in that interest in learning more about what's happening on the Russian side. There are members of the delegation, and I can specifically speak to the interests of the Bering Straits Native Corporation and their interest in learning more, exploring partnership opportunities, at the same time being cognizant of the challenging international relations that the U.S. and Russia currently face.
Probably, Madam Chair, the thing I was looking for is how we as a legislature could make better connections with some of the local Dumas in order just to foster a local relationship. So as you look at it from your perspective, we're always open to a better way to do that, from my perspective.
Absolutely. And Senator Olson has joined us. Tara, when Nils is up next, and I'm going to have him touch on this too, we had a teleconference meeting in my office with Representative Heron yesterday, and we talked about this a little bit. The governor has announced we're rejoining the Northern Forum after many years of not being a part of that, and we talked a little bit about how important it is that despite the national issues with Russia and the United States, how important it is that Alaska, because of our close proximity, maintain close contact. And so perhaps a different conversation at a later point between you and me and Nils and Madam Co-Chair and Senator Coghill and Representative Heron about, and the idea was a Duma exchange. And, you know, we haven't done one. I was going back to think it has been since 2002. But we did one to Khabarovsk and Sakhalin. But, you know, the idea of doing it with the Bering Straits Native Corporation as well and kind of building on that, that's exciting. So maybe we can work together on that.
Madam Chair, and members of the committee, the AEC Alaska, the U.S. delegation, certainly is interested in serving as a resource for the legislature in this capacity.
Excellent. Okay, next we're going to go to Nils Andreasen with the Institute, the Executive Director of the Institute of the North.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chairs and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Nils Andreasen. I'm the Executive Director of the Institute of the North, and happy to provide testimony this morning on the joint resolution on the Arctic Economic Council.
Excellent.
So I'll try to be brief because I realize there's a number of questions as well, but the Arctic Economic Council that was launched under the Canadian chairmanship of the Arctic Council, it's really one of Canada's more important accomplishments these last 2 years, especially as it most closely delivers on the theme of development for the people of the North. In fact, I would argue that actually that the theme of the Arctic Economic Council is more development by the people of the North, and a recognition that that Northerners are actively engaged in Northern economic development. Really appreciated about the Arctic Economic Council, and especially Alaska's, or I guess the U.S. delegation to that body, is the real grounding that members have in economic activity and business development. And I think this is crucial when we're considering the engagement that they have with seven other Arctic nations and the business representatives from all eight nations and from the permanent participants to have a good grounding in business and economic development ensures a more competitive, stable economic environment in the Arctic. At the same time, you know, one of the more challenging tasks in front of the AEC is how it relates to the Arctic Council. And Canada and many of the other Arctic nations have been very supportive of that linkage between the AEC and the Council. And the resolution that you have in front of you, I think, you know, strongly suggests to the United States that it similarly support the Arctic Economic Council and its relationship, and a stronger relationship to the Arctic Council. As Arctic Council member delegations work to navigate protection of the Arctic marine environment, the emergency preparedness planning and response, sustainable development, they need a business voice. They need economic actors who fully understand the environment and can work with the Arctic Council governments to craft good policy-relevant findings so that the work coming out of the Arctic Council is grounded in reality as well as responsibility. So I think that that's important, and I think that this resolution really sends that message that the United States engage very actively with the AEC as part of or relative to the Arctic Council. And I would encourage in that we also remind the United States that within the Sustainable Development Working Group of the Arctic Council, that economics shouldn't be left out of that development. That within the Arctic Council, there's still a responsibility to talk about economic activity and economic development in the North. So I appreciate that the Alaskan delegations to the Arctic Economic Council can act as Arctic economic champions, that they can articulate the importance of the Arctic and share with both national and international audiences the reality of living and working in Alaska's Arctic, and that in this they can highlight the importance of business in relation to this region. And they, in this way, act as a conduit to domestic audiences, too, promoting Alaska's role as an Arctic state and America's role as an Arctic nation. So I appreciate this resolution's work to further strengthen the Arctic Economic Council. I think that it really sends a message to the U.S., to Congress, and the State Department that the Alaska State Legislature is paying attention, and really, more than that, is at the forefront of supporting and promoting economic development. And really, this builds on a legacy of legislative leadership. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Nils. Questions? Comments? Senator Coghill.
First of all, Nils, for all the work you do, thank you. One of the things I just want you to take down as a paragraph, because I'm going to have to leave here shortly, is a sustainable and vibrant, healthy ecosystem only works if you have a healthy, vibrant economic system. They just have to work hand in hand. So I hope you just keep that as part of the balancing discussion all along the way, because without economics, you don't have good stewardship.
Any further?
Thank you, Senator Coghill, through the chair. I think that's an important aspect that we need to come back to again and again, and that will be our obligation as Alaskans actually during the U.S. chairmanship, is to remind others that really the health of our communities depends on an active economic and resource development.
Excellent. Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. And Nels, it seems to me when we started this process many years ago, there was almost a frantic quality about it. So much to consider: the harbors, the shipping incidents, the accidents, the Coast Guard, the oil and gas development. I mean, we're just sort of like inundated with all of these issues, and it seems sort of frantic quality, but it seems like we've gone to a new step now. If I have this right, it appears to me that we are taking a more logical, not exactly applauding approach, but really taking our time to do this right. So would that be your impression, that we have now the time to make sure that all things are done correctly, and that we move ahead and get the proper policies in place, and we're not quite so rushed to make immediate decisions? Would that be your reading of this situation today?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, it's a good question. Often you hear that we're so far behind when it comes to the Arctic, or even that the U.S. is behind. And actually, I think we're right timed. That certainly there are changes taking place, and we're seeing some increased activity and a lot of increased attention. But governments around the Arctic are responding. Each of the eight nations have commitments in place to managing this process. Have policies and strategies to operate in the region, and have actually come along very quickly to responding. And that's different than saying all the investment is there to do all the things that we want to do in the Arctic. But government, industry, community have come along fairly quickly to respond to that increased activity and change. And I think we're in a great spot to be planning strategically and thinking about the future.
Excellent. Thank you, Nils. Okay, we're going to go to Lori Davey and then have our presentation. Lori. Are you there, Lori?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome.
I'm Lori Davey. I'm the general manager for Fairweather. There we go. And was calling to give very brief comments today. I think both Nils and Tara have done a good job of summarizing the important parts of this. But I'm also a representative on the Arctic Economic Council, and I'm just here to express my support and gratitude that you guys are bringing this resolution forward, and it will strengthen the voice for the Arctic Economic Council as part of the Arctic Council as we take over the chair.
Excellent. Thank you, Lori. Any questions? Thank you for your service. We really appreciate it, and look forward to, again, continuing to dialogue with you over the next 2 years. We're here to support you and applaud your work. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead. Trevor has got a brief presentation, and then we'll wrap up.
Through the chair, committee members, last week I've been working on a SCR 16 PowerPoint, and Tara Sweeney and Nils Andreessen covered a lot of it, so I'll kind of skip some of the slides, but that's good. We have their expertise, and I'll kind of give us the structure of the Arctic Council and Arctic Economic Council and why we should care, and kind of sum up with what the resolution does.
You don't have to skip them, just, summarize.
So why should we care? Well, globally, all eyes are on the Arctic. It's Alaska's future. There's changing conditions. It'll bring new opportunities, tourism, resource development, fisheries and shipping, and international trade. There's an estimated $1 billion in private sector funds looking to invest in the Arctic, and it's Alaska's America's Arctic. Why is the Arctic important? We as Alaskans must lead the U.S. in forming a strategy for its Arctic that realize the state's prominent role in Arctic development decision-making. Alaskans have shared a responsibility to understand the issues at stake, including the perspectives and priorities of the Arctic residents. The Arctic is changing. With that changes come new opportunities and new challenges. Here the slide is the Arctic Council versus Arctic Economic Council and kind of similarities and differences. The AC was established by the Ottawa Declaration of 1996, and the AC created the AEC in 2012. The AC functions as a high-level intergovernmental forum. Their goal is to promote cooperation, coordination, and interaction across the Arctic. And the AEC is engaging in deeper circumpolar cooperation, providing a business perspective to the work of the AC. The Arctic Economic Council was created to serve as the primary forum for interaction between the Arctic Council and the circumpolar business community. provide advice and a business perspective on specific areas in the circumpolar region, and facilitate Arctic business-to-business and economic development. Some of the objectives of the AEC are to strengthen the Arctic Council by enhancing regional economic cooperation, inform the work of the AEC through view of business, facilitate responsible trade investment in the Arctic, and positively impact the communities, the lives, and the culture of the Arctic Indigenous people. The governance, the AEC is an independent, self-funding body of business representatives, and it is established in accordance with recommendation accepted by the AEC senior Arctic officials. Mm-hmm. The meetings, they meet twice a year, in person or through electronic conferencing. International decisions or consultation may be made through written correspondence or other appropriate means. And the organizational structure of the AEC and the AEC are the same, and I'll go through and explain. So here are the Arctic countries. Permanent participants, Tara Sweeney covered this, but their goal is they have full consultation rights in connection with the Council's negotiations and decisions. The permanent participants represent a unique feature of the Arctic Council, and they make valuable contributions to its activities in all areas. And four out of six permanent participants are Alaskans. They represent organizations. Observing nations and organizations, their role is to observe the work of the Arctic Council. Observers may propose projects through the AC or permanent participation, but financial contributions from observers to any given project may not exceed the financing from the Arctic states. Observers may, at the discretion of the chair, make statements after the Arctic states and permanent participants present written statements, submit relevant documents, and provide views on the issue under discussion. And these are just some more parliamentary organizations that begin observer status. There's nine of them. Here's 11 more non-governmental organizations that are observers in the Arctic Council. In the Arctic Council working groups, they have a specific mandate under which it operates. They have a chair. They have a management board on steering committee and is supported by a secretariat. Working groups management boards are typically comprised of representatives of national government, governmental agencies, the Arctic Council, and member states, connected to the mandates of the working groups and representatives of the permanent participants. Alaska State Legislature, we recognize the importance of the Arctic Economic Council in providing a forum for residents of the state to give input on policies. The state of Alaska holds a strategic position as the gateway to the Arctic. Alaska will benefit from the efforts of the AEC, and we seek to empower the United States Economic Council delegation, which consists entirely of residents of this state. In conclusion, the Alaska State Legislature expresses its confidence and in support for the AEC. The Alaska State Legislature respectfully requests the U.S. Congress express support for the AEC, for the chair of the AEC to be a resident of this state, and for the structure of the Arctic Economic Council leadership to mirror the rotation of the chair of the Arctic Council.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, questions? Okay. All right, well, thank you. So we've got the resolution in front of us. Do members want to hold on to it, or do we want to move it out today?
Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion to move the bill.
Excellent.
So I move the CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 16, Version 29, LS0605/HELO, from this committee to the next, with a zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Excellent. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing and seeing none, then CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 16 has moved with individual recommendations and fiscal notes. And we're adjourned.